Call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on August 28th, 2018. If you all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll start with the public comment. Public? No comment?
Public?
Do you have a sign sheet so at least you can sign in?
I think we can write them down.
I got them down.
You got them down? Agenda review. Is there anything we need to add, delete, move around?
Kept it pretty minimal. Other items, I really don't have any updates, so I didn't put them on there.
Sure. Anybody else have anything else they want to add or change to the agenda? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Consent agenda. I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. All right. Old city business. Community hall steps.
All right. So me and Jason met with the inspector from Inspect today. And we might have to do a little bit tweaking with one of the bids to make sure that the railing is bid for 42 inches. So there's a lot, quite a few different requirements for commercial. So I want to make sure we got apples to apples there. The good thing we found, we won't have to do footings. Since it hasn't settled, they felt that cement slab would be efficient, but we were able to get a poke down at an angle. Excuse me, and we were hitting cement, so there's got to be footings there. So they said as long as we build it kind of similar to the way it was, it'll be fine. So kind of some good news there, but the problem is with this extra requirement with the railing, the extra height, going to be extra money. So it'll be interesting to see what bids come in at. So I should have that information for the September meeting.
So we were talking probably going to do the front one all the way and wait for the back one.
Yeah, depending on the cost.
I'm sure it's going to fire.
Yep.
Statewide health improvement partnership funding.
That's just kind of what we've been talking about. I think the only thing we had on the table really was community garden or soccer goals. So I just wanted a reminder, October 31st. Any ideas? Any thoughts? One thing we had talked about was talking with community ed about soccer. And Julie Kinzel's still waiting for her to get back to me about numbers for Hamburg kids. If there would be enough to have a Hamburg team. She didn't think so at all levels because they go from, you know, quite a span there. So just informational.
Move on to new city business, the adoption of city ordinance number 159, Jaguar Cable Franchise.
Yeah, so basically what we did is kind of turn the franchise, has to be adopted by ordinance, so kind of put it into that form. You can see there's an official summary. That's just all we're going to put in paper to save costs. You don't want to be paying for 15 pages, so just looking for a motion to adopt that.
I move to adopt city ordinance number 159 for Jaguar Cable.
Second. Moved and seconded to adopt the city ordinance number 159 for Jaguar Cable Franchise Agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. 2019 draft policing contract.
Yeah, so basically roughly, I believe it was only a difference of a few hundred dollars. So not a big jump from 18 to 19. So I'm trying to see if I pull up the budget here. If you look at so basically we went from 19205 to 19254. So about a $50 increase.
Okay.
So very minimal increase for policing next year. But keyword on the paper says draft, so fingers crossed it stays at that cost.
Any questions about the leasing contract? And just move on to the big item of the day, budgets, 2019 proposed budgets.
So since this is kind of our first kickoff for the budget, kind of what we try to focus and concentrate on is the general fund. So basically what I went, did is I went through and figured out just some general increases of 3% wages, 5% work comp, 5% property casualty, insurance increases, electricity, natural gas, still working on getting them numbers. The other big number, the biggest thing was right now, I'm still working with health insurance, but right now 18%, which I was shocked with, that it went up so much because I thought we were done with these big increases. But it sounds like the market this year again is getting hit hard. So we are, I am looking at a few other options. So that's kind of our worst case scenario right there. The other thing I need, surprise, surprise, is, you know, I'm still waiting on the city's contribution for the Relief Association for next year. I'm waiting on our auditor to give me that information. He's supposed to have it in August 1st. Still don't have it. I met with Scott Anderson. We discussed this situation, so I don't know. Like I said, I've been battling this. I'm personally, myself, I'm done with them.
Well, isn't there a deadline on that, that day?
Yeah.
But then no one.
I know, Scott was going to send an email to the state auditor to see if they could pry him. Because we sat down yesterday and looked at the state website to see if anything had been filed, and Scott said he's left messages with him and he hasn't gotten back. Sent an email and haven't heard back. You know, and that's a key figure. We need that number by the end of the month. So that's one of the things I don't have built into the budget yet. Good thing, I mean, we go through it is, you know, we kind of take this thing, stay this way. Of course, some things are going to change. Anybody knows that, nothing ever stays the same. But this is kind of, like I said, a bare bones to basically see what we'd be looking at. So basically what I did is I went in and took out the line items that hopefully we'll be completing this year. And by taking them line items out, it leaves us with almost $85,000 to play with. That does not include LGA, and it does not include the small cities program for street. Right now, that's in discussion. Nothing's been set for 2019 for the small cities, but our LGA amount has been set for 2019. And that's been set at $78,210. So basically, kind of what we talked about was we'd be using that and any other cost that we got if we got the small cities assistance program, that we'd be using that money to put towards the storm sewer improvements for the Draghi's addition there. Local government aid from the state.
Did you hear that out there? Local government aid.
So, and kind of what I did is, you know, you can see the debt service pretty much roughly about the same, no real big difference there. I did adjust the property tax levy by about $1,000. We have 5 more years to pay out. You can see it has a balance. You know, at the end of this year, it's going to have a balance of about $38,557. So I allocated those monies out over 5 years and figured out the payments to and whatever assessments would be coming in yet, and figured that out, that for the next 5 years, we only need to put $9,000 on the tax levy to help pay off the 2007 government improvement bonds. There's a fire rescue on there, but that can come off now. That's long gone. So really the main things I see that possibly that could maybe carry over into 2019 is the backhaul steps. We had, was it 11.3? 11.5, sorry. 11.5 for the front and back, but with all these additional requirements from going from a residential type build to a commercial build, I think we're gonna be pretty close to that number just for the front steps. And then I'll get estimates for the back steps too while we're in the process here, and then use that number to plug in for next year. And then some of the things you can see on the last page there, it kind of shows the things I already have built in the budget, like the extended warranty for the electronic sign, and then all the fire department expenses that we've done probably for the past 2-3 years. So you can see all them. $15,000 in there just for seal coating, crack sealing. Nothing in there for major repairs. For as we talked, if we're still looking to go along with the plan of using delaying them projects a year and then using our local government aid to pay for the stormwater improvements for the Trachea addition. Part-time help built in there. Tables and chairs for all upgrading the water meters yet. Continuing the INI program. And then also our capital project funds on the bottom there that we've been doing for the past quite a while. So kind of some of the other things to consider, what we may want to look at is maybe bumping the money we're setting aside in the fire department for the truck replacement fund. So that's something we may want to consider. So if we do go along with that truck, we're going to kind of want to anticipate what we want to bump that amount up to. Because I think we had, roughly $50,000 shortfall Justin had presented to us. So that would be one line item. I apologize, I can't see it on here. Let me go in here. I guess I didn't do it in color for you. So kind of what I did is highlight the yellow, kind of the items of discussion, probably for next year. All right, so one of the biggest things is I notice is we've kind of been talking about it, but updating city ordinances, which I really think we need to do. It's been a while since we've updated them, so I think it would be good. So I'll get some prices from the League of Cities about ballpark of what that's going to cost. New AC units out here and humidity control in here. The humidity control isn't working. We've been using a little dehumidifier, you know, and one of the units, the coils, is getting really bad. So it's just a matter of time before one of them units is going to go. They're about the same age. I'd probably look at getting costs to replace both units. Once Jaguar gets in here, probably switching over to Jaguar to all our buildings. Because I met with them. Was that Friday? Yeah, Friday morning, and we kind of outlined, so they're gonna, with the help of Carver County, help pay to get from here to the treatment plant, into the shop, to the baseball park, to the other park, and then to the grinder station. And the main thing is they're gonna run it to the lift station too, so we have it there. So that'll be kind of nice. We'll kind of have it almost at all locations of city properties. Yeah, and that's, yep. So that's what I got on there, new phone system for city office and shop. So, and then also another thing, just, and these, like I said, they're wish lists. So whatever we do, we do. Rekeying the lock city buildings. I think it's time we do that, or we should at least start looking at that. You know, like Greg said, he's got like 50 keys, you know, for 10 buildings. It's kind of ridiculous. And also half the keys that are in my office. I don't know if I should keep them or not. It would be nice to just have a fresh start and a new system in place.
Well, I think it'd be good that we get on a system where like every 5 or every 10, whatever makes sense, number of years that we go through and rekey the city, because there's probably people who have keys that shouldn't have keys.
It's probably scary how many keys are floating out there. And then, like I said, you know, the fire department's truck replacement there. Look at that line item number. And then the other thing, you know, me and Greg kind of did a walk around. I think, you know, a good majority of our big projects, knock on wood, I hope are, you know, building-wise are behind us. At least roofs anyway should all be taken care of.
Yeah.
But the one we have to look at is the park restrooms. So what we'd be looking there is to re-roof the restrooms, which wouldn't be that big of a job either. The question that comes into there is, you know, we've talked for years about replacing them bathrooms, but just the handicap concept of it and the ADA regulations really make that not an easy turnover or transformation into them bathrooms. And we also know that there's I can't even remember, a lot of footings there, that's all I know.
Yeah.
As it goes quite deep.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if we want to disturb the ground, so it's you know, so the big thing comes into there is, you know, if we want to look at, you know, 50-year shingles or 30 years or, you know, that's just something to think about too. You know, the future of them bathrooms. Because if you recall, well, some of you probably recall, some of the others, we did the steel shingles on the open shelter.
Yeah.
Well, that way, none of us should ever have to worry about that again. So.
Yeah.
What did that cost? You remember?
I think it was almost double.
Yeah.
But you know,
big either, so.
Right. And like I say, you know, 30-year shingles are 20 years, so.
Yeah.
50 is probably 40 on steel, I don't know. I guess that jury might be out on that yet, but. And then the hall floors. We had 10,000 this year. But some of the estimates I'm getting and what Greg wants to put in there is going to be more than 10 grand. So what we've been looking at is, you know, because all them tiles are in such rough shape on the bar side.
Okay, yeah.
And we've already, I'll try to make this a short story, but so they're putting in the new sink up at the hall. So they tore out the whole wall cabinets there. And that whole sink is going to take up that whole wall cabinets in the so-called kitchen. But the problem is there's no subflooring underneath them, there are no tiles underneath them. So I said, well, we got 10 grand in the budget. I said to Greg, let's see if we can get Adam in here and, you know, take these tiles out and put that same rubbery type tiles we had that we put around the wood floors. So Greg tore that all out and then Adam comes back and goes, they're 3 weeks out to order them. So we're like, okay, shut ourselves in the foot by trying to jump the gun there. So kitchen needs to be done, behind the bar needs to be done, that whole other, you know, bar side needs to be done. And what Greg would like is our thought was to continue them rubber type materials because they're maintenance free. They don't need waxing. They, you know, and they've held up pretty well in the hall. The ones up there.
And we're gonna get the same type of color, maybe the same type.
Close.
Of color.
We can't get the same ones, but in 3 weeks we'll have samples.
Okay. Yeah. Just it would be probably good not to look darker.
We said a light gray.
Yeah.
You know, because we.
It's bright over there.
Want a little contrast, but we don't want to put dark floors and then just darken it up again. So we'll get samples and then we can pick something out.
What's the plywood look like
underneath? I believe that's new subflooring underneath there.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So that should be good.
Good.
And Greg said he might even be able to save us some money, you know, depending on timing. You know, most of them things come off pretty easy. He might be able to just, you know, get most of them off too, so. Right. So that's kind of one of the only other things too that I see that could maybe, we may want to use that money and carry budget some next year and get it done with them maintenance-free tiles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because originally we were just talking about put some other type flooring in there, but Greg had a good point. I mean, that saves him time. They're maintenance free. They've held up pretty well, the ones that are up there, so.
Is that glue or stiff? You should have put a mirror, should have underlayment or something?
I don't know that. I don't know. I mean.
The floor rather than a little rather.
Yeah, yeah.
Just have to make sure. Glue material is compatible with whatever.
Yeah. And then kind of some of the things we've talked about in the past too was switch one year, each year replacing out the LED lights. So still waiting on Rob's or waiting on the parts. So anytime they should be replacing the lights down at the memorial. So they'll go to LED and I don't know. I should maybe talk to Larry and see if he could maybe go a little less bright. So they're not seen from outer space, but, they are pretty bright. So that's getting done this year yet. And then, so that's one of the things I highlight. We can maybe look at replacing the lamp lights at the hall, you know, or the water treatment plant here. And maybe the water treatment plant would probably I'd put towards priority because they're always on. And I don't know if the council has anything, their thoughts they could add in. I've asked Greg, I've asked Tamara, we kind of had a little, we've had a few powwows, but this is kind of what we as staff have come up with.
Is there any possibility of bumping up the timeline on getting the rest of the meters?
Yeah, and that's
would
something.
Greg have enough time? Does he have enough time in his day?
I think he's about half done already. But I'll talk to Greg.
My only concern is just we don't overtax him.
Yeah, I thought we'd.
But I think he's
a 3 or 5 year plan about moving so much each year, and he's.
But I think he's gung ho to get them done. So I'll see what his ambition is for next year, because it only benefits him.
Where are we with the other grinder pump in the sewer? We've got money in case that would go. Or do we need to?
Sewer's pretty self-sufficient. Yeah, it's in really good shape.
So we're in good shape in case that pump would go, because I know when he talked about it.
Yeah.
Faster,
yeah.
That one.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, the sewer fund's healthy. Yeah. So I'm not too worried for, you know, now a big main or something, you know, major thing or something that's, you know, but it's hard to plan for that.
I thought we talked about maybe replacing that just replacement because it was expensive for a while.
Well,
we talked about it, but then Greg was confident, and the guy that sold us the pump was confident that one pump would hold until the next one would be put in place. So
yeah.
It didn't pay to buy it. And then what was there? Something with the warranty, was it? Wasn't it when you bought it, the warranty went right away, whether we put it in or not?
Off the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
So then we decided not to let it go.
And them pumps last a long time. I mean, that pump in there that we replaced was probably, well, in the lift station was probably almost 30 years old. Probably rebuilt once too, though. I would almost have to guess that it was rebuilt at least once.
Yeah, because the sewer was put in
79.
That's the year I bought the house in town here.
Yeah.
The sewer was put in.
So like I said, I, you know, just any other things you see in town or things we've talked through the years.
Not to get off the subject, but what's with the tower? Where you got the water?
So they came out today, did the inspection today.
Oh, okay. That's what you were draining the tower.
Yep. So we should be back to normal now. They finished a little afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see what that report comes back as. You know, the salesman came in this morning and was, you know, gave me a pretty good sales pitch. So, so like I said, what I want to do is get that report and give it to our expert panel, council member. Tracy. You're going to know more than any of us, so.
But I still do.
But it'll be interesting even to see what you touch base on, what you wanted to see, if any of that's in the report. From what I know now is sounds like, you know, there's some rust and the inside needs to be repainted and the top roof needs to be replaced. That's basically what I got out of today.
The whole town? It's probably not very quick out there.
No, they said it wasn't.
Probably wasn't from the get-go, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Because I agree with them, the plate they used back then, I guarantee you, was thicker than what they would replace it now today.
Right.
You know, the welded team, so. But I'd like to see pictures and if they saw getting in those shell courses and.
Right.
The roof I was expecting, that's almost a sacrificial piece of a water tank, I mean, it's first thing to go. But if that is all that's wrong, I'd almost have to entertain.
Yeah.
When you come back, I think at least see what they got to say, I guess.
Right.
But I'm skeptical, like I said, we'll see.
When are we supposed to hear back from PFA again?
Won't be till, was it November? I think October or November for, you know, they've done the scoring, but then the awarding. But I did kind of get some confirmation where he thought that we would score high enough for low interest loan.
Might be good. I mean, just to see what that worst case scenario would look like. So when we set the preliminary budget, we can account for that if we need to.
Yeah. Yep.
Then we reach out to them and find out that obviously interest rates can change between now and then, so like,
yeah.
But if we can at least get an idea, worst case scenario, what we're looking at, if we have to go the loan route, we don't get any assistance otherwise. And of course, when we get the report back from the group, and hopefully it's just what they said today and nothing more. Or if Councilman Tracy doesn't see any more that we need to do, and we don't want to stick a lot of money in there if we have an opportunity to go ahead and get it replaced, so.
Yeah.
Council, any other thoughts and as far as items that you want us to at least contemplate putting in? I mean, nothing's really off the table in that regard. It's just us having the conversation. So we have to set the preliminary budget by the end of September, which means that's the most we can raise. You know, like we discussed last year, the most we can raise. So if we set the preliminary budget at 50%, it's not saying we're going to have it at 50%. It just means it's the most we can do at that point in time. And then
can go down, or we can go up. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then in December, we'll set the final levy at whatever it is that we decide on. But it's always good over these next couple of weeks here, if you have any items, no matter how crazy they might be, let Jeremy know so at least it's on the board. And if we plug it in and we see, well, it's going to result in a 20% increase, well, okay, well, maybe we can't do that item. But,
or we need a 5-year plan then.
Yeah. we can ease into it in a few years.
Because I think, too, one of the other things I think we're still looking to do is, depending what our next round of testing comes back at for the adding polyphosphates to the water supply, which is very puzzling because all that requirements we had to go through, but then never really.
Yeah.
Got no more pressure from the Department of Health. And Greg's kind of quite puzzled by that too. But I know he just got his samples for round two this year, so.
You mean the lead in the.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard any more about that.
No. No. We never got all the results either.
But if we wouldn't have done there, everything would be, you know, right away.
Yeah,
then we,
I know.
You know, that's a whole other story, but we get our part done and then we don't hear anything from them.
But one thing they did test was, you know, they alkalinity of the water and found that, you know, we don't have hot water. So it's not, you know, something in the water that's causing it. But it's still, and with talking with our water contracted water operator, that may, and with Department of Health, that the best bet still, you know, we continue to see some high lead results come in, still the best bet is to add polyphosphates. And like I said, we have that budgeted, so if we get to that point, it is a budgeted item.
You still have that bid that I got from the sign group, right?
Yeah, I do, and my number was way off, so with your bid, I did update that on here. I think, where do I got it?
Down here.
Where is it?
At the end of Parks.
There it is.
Off Highway 5.
So I upgraded that to 30 grand.
Yeah.
We had 15 grand in there, so.
Yeah. So that's just for the sign. It would be a sign, double-sided, and it would be able to be visible from a quarter mile away. The nice thing about it too is
that one was color too, correct?
It was color, and so it not only does it just do static, but you could have a video on there if you wanted to, and you obviously have to make sure that we're not distracting people as they're driving by, and that. But the other part I've been having conversations with in regards to that electric sign is that Lions International has an opportunity to do a matching grant. So if we raise X dollars and there's an opportunity there, then Lions International will match that. So if we were to, say, raise between all the groups in town that would probably most likely use the sign, like the Lions Club, Hunt and Fish, the Relief Association, the churches, yeah.
Ballpark,
all these buildings. Yeah,
definitely.
If we could, you know, we raised 20,000 between all those different groups and whoever else we could think of that would benefit from using the sign out there on the road. And if we can get this grant through LSAT, that means we would have double that amount of money to not only just put, because that 30,000 is just putting the sign. That's just getting the sign, software, all that stuff. It doesn't include the cement pad that it would be asked to be put on or any other additional landscaping around it.
Yeah, because this sign was like 28.9 or something like that, yeah. I think.
And I believe the electricity that's already out to that pull-out there would be sufficient. The landowner who owns the land would have no problem if we were able to put it in the same spot.
Yep, and we'd be just outside the right-of-way, so we'd be good there too. So
there's a lot of positive there. And we get rid of that wooden sign that's out there that really doesn't direct people into town.
And things don't get taken down that time, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of a food for thought item for everybody to do as well. I'm still researching the Lions International side of it and hoping that we can start that process soon, so then that we all have a better idea by the time we set the preliminary levy, or whether or not the city even has to spend anything really towards it.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. You know. Perfect.
Anybody else have anything else, you know, to have Jeremy or city staff look into to add on there?
I see the water from here, you got, you know, we pump the well too. That hasn't recorded, that's just an estimate though.
That's budgeted this year.
This year?
Yep.
That was done?
Nope. That has not been done yet.
So that would be extra money, or is it just staying at home or what?
No, it would just stay in there. It's budgeted for this year, to be done this year.
Mm-hmm. I think there's no number in order to tell us.
If the fire truck, we could say 50,000 on the fire truck because of the tear of the steel. What's it going to cost for the water tower? How much is that going to cost with steel?
Probably the same percentage, but that's a different dollar amount of the picture.
No kid.
You're not talking.
There you go, Scotty. 8K to, or I should say 800K. Sorry.
Yeah. 8K, right? 8K, I'll pay for it.
Well, that settles that debate, doesn't it?
I'll pay for that. I just heard Scotty's going
to
write the check for the water tower. That's what I just heard. So.
8K, for 8K, I would write a check for that.
Yeah, so.
8K a year?
So. No, yeah, probably for the next.
One time.
So, yeah, that's roughly what we put in it to PFA was 800 to 1.2. And that would also include, I should maybe add that, is water main improvements.
Do we have, if we're able to get that PFA loan and we finish the outlots down on Donald and George, how many other looping issues do we have in town?
Well, I'd have to look, but I know some of the other things that I would like to do is probably a priority would be here. Yeah. That seems to be where we get the most the most complaints.
Yeah.
And then the other hard problem is down the end of Jacob Street, you know, there's nowhere to loop there. You know, it'd be such a long run to come over and come back to something.
What needs to be done here? Do you know?
Well, kind of what I've talked to our engineer, and we have a line that runs here,
okay.
So we could come and go around. Try to loop it there or go around through.
Because right now the there. Line from the water treatment plant goes right along the fire department and out there. So all these houses here are on the back end, so there's no just back doors. So if we put the tower here and we come out this way, not only do we have the line prepped now for any industrial park future, but then also then we catch those three houses in the loop. And that way we don't have to worry about black water being resurfacing over there. But I guess that would be something else for us to make sure that we identify all the other looping sections and
Because another thing we found, because we had to drain the tower last night, because we could avoid a lot of headache and a lot of wasted water if we could, because when they ran the water and the piping to the water tower now, and this would only, we would look at this if we were to invest more money in the current tower, but we need to put from the alley to the tower, we'd like to put a shutoff in there, because right now the shutoff's right at the fill pipe. We put it there, it would just make it so much easier to be able to drain that tower and just have one relief valve, and we can do it in a lot quicker timing, because then we can use the hydrant over by Scotty Feltman's house to drain, versus where now it was a little bit of a headache to do. But that was one of the things Greg said.
You're going to need that valve there to if we didn't clog all back here to cut that pump or well off.
Well, there is one there.
At the fill pipe.
Yeah, but it's right underneath it.
But that ain't that big of a deal. You just take that line up.
Exactly. That wouldn't be
shut off anywhere.
Right.
It's not,
wouldn't be a big deal.
I mean, we're not looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars by any means.
All right. So,
$2,500 at least.
Let's see how good you can see it. But
cap that well then?
That's kind of one of my fears too, is the cost of that. But I think that was kind of built into the BFA funding too.
Oh.
You know, and then as you can see here, the other problem you have, you know, you got William Street too. So you got all these dead end streets like that is where you run into the problems, because you got William Street, Martha, Jacob, you know, and we connected it here, so that helped. And then right here and right here, yeah. So that's where you got all your dead ends, both sides of town, here, here, here. And this was able to be kind of, you can see it's looped.
Based on complaints, this is probably the worst.
By far, yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know if SCH has any ideas of what the cost would be. It'd be nice just to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know it's a long way to go, but
right.
On the east side of the town, at least if we came off of Martha, circle back to the east side of 50, and then up there, at least maybe we are able to create some type of loop. It's not going to be very cost effective, probably, but.
Yeah.
And because if you know, where Lois is putting the, where we're going to do the outlots, if, and where the new stormwater is, if that blank space in between there starts to get developed, well, then now we can grab those other areas to loop. Makes it easier anyway.
Yeah, because just some of these areas, you know, would just be, you know, I don't know how cost effective some of them would be, you know.
And then again, like I said, this is, here's where we get most of the conversation, so.
Yep.
If no one down in that neck of the woods is having.
You know, and down here, I believe Rucks has had.
The water usage is more greater down there too, so you probably don't get that. The water's constantly moving, even though it's down on a dead end. Where here, you only got how many houses on this.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yep.
And if you have to, when you loop that, do you have to loop it with a corner? Well, I'm sure it's probably 6 inch.
6 inch.
Would you loop with a piece of, plastic? And just keep the water going along? That'd be a question for Justin. I wouldn't think that's a big enough water. Flow to keep it moving.
They're pretty much 6 inches, looks like.
But that would be a lot.
I would think 4 inch would be probably the smallest that he would loop. And, you know, maybe could go with this. They make this, that they use for temp water when we do street projects and that. A lot of them do use like a 2, and some of them use a 3, depends upon how much capacity there is. Requires and how many houses they're going to do in one shot, but that stuff's pretty damn tough. You can drive over with trucks, and now at least keep the water circulating and not at full bore, but maybe big enough to keep the water moving. I don't know.
I want to check with SCH and see maybe if something like that would be a benefit, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
And edge probably the trench is going to still have to back over there. I don't think you get down deep enough trenching it. With the freeze factor, you know.
Well, just an idea. That can save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what this whole budget meeting's for, is throwing out ideas.
Can he give us a couple different scenarios? Tower moved down here, tower staying here. As far as, you know, addressing this one anyways, this one being the biggest one, that probably top of the priority list. So I would assume that would change.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't.
And that could be.
Does that change the scope?
Yeah, I'll run that by him.
Yeah, I think when we did the PFA loan, it was for back here, but it also was for $50,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we found out we want to go up to 100 for future development. Because our current structure in the minimum world that they project us to 2040. I think SU said for our 50 to get us through. But. Let's see what comes back. Anybody else have anything else they want to have staff research or get numbers on?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we're, knock on wood, we're sitting with almost, you know, $85,000. Like I said, a lot of these things aren't in there. We'll slowly start to build them in and see where we're at, but.
Make that disappear real quick.
Yeah, you know, one item can, you know, really take care of that, but it's nice at least once to have, you know, some monies to look at getting some things done with a minimal, not guaranteeing anything, but, you know, hopefully a minimal impact to the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Well, council, if not, then we'll move on to city reports and questions for that one. If you think of anything, just let city staff know going forward. Move on to council reports. Councilman Buckingham. Councilman Tracy.
Nothing.
Councilman Fetish. Councilman Feltman.
Nope.
The only thing I have to report on is I did attend a regional council mayors and ULI kind of joint meeting last night that David Cohen, the CEO of Comcast, was at. He was talking about internet connectivity and some of the internet packages that they have for offer. Unfortunately, we will never see it because we're not a big enough blip on Comcast's radar, but that's okay. We've got Jack coming in. David Cohen was the lead attorney for Ed Rendell when Ed Rendell was the governor of Pennsylvania. So it was interesting to hear him, his thoughts on that, but it was also interesting to see the other mayors and some of the questions that they had, because some of the other mayors are using one of the programs they have is Internet Essentials is what they call it. And what it does is for low-income families and as well as veterans, they can get internet for $9 a month. So unfortunately, they don't come out here. But it could be something that we may want to propose to Jaguar or Mediacom, mm-hmm. especially Mediacom, if they start losing a lot of subscribers in the area. Mm-hmm. They would want to keep some of our veterans as theirs and give them a better rate than what they're getting now. That's all I have. If there's nothing else, then I look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting on August 28, 2018 at 7:47. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.